Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're so thankful for this awesome day to get more projects done, and one of them was cutting wood this morning. We have like these deep ravines, and it can be like really difficult to get up and down them, especially in a skirt. And it made me think of this topic, and I told Brother James, I said, I got to do an audio for the sisters on this. And I called it working in a skirt. You know, God's word teaches women to wear long, unadorned dresses and skirts in 1 Timothy 2. And I'm not going to teach on that here because we have a lot of articles on clothing, so you can look them up or let me know and I can help you find them. This audio is basically to eliminate the excuses women often make about wearing them. And so, you know, we get a lot of people who contact us and, or they'll even talk to us on the street and they'll claim to be born again. They're called out and they're separate from the world, or so they say. And, you know, they'll share with us like they're throwing out their TVs. They stopped doing all the worldly activities. They left man-made religion. They're studying their Bible and they're claiming they would die for Christ. So we're like all excited trying to help people to get in alignment with God's word and obedience. And so, you know, as you go through a lot of this stuff, we help them in their personal holiness, you know, especially me helping women in the commands for women to wear skirts or dresses. And that's when I hear it all the time. I can't work in a skirt, as they're standing there watching me in mine. And so I always share with them what I'm going to share with you here. And Brother James hears the same thing from men, but I'm not going to go there. He can share with you on that sometime. So anyway, I thought I'd share with you, sisters, about, you know, all the things that can be done in a skirt or a dress, whatever you want to call it, because I've done it all. In fact, I got broken the hard way because I learned how to wear a dress while living on the farm, and I was working with cows, horses, milk goats. Oh, wow, we had hundreds of rabbits and chickens that we raised and sold and butchered. And you know what comes with all kinds of animals and the chores that you have to do to clean up after them. So I know what it's like to deal with dirty farmyards in a skirt. And let's see, while we were there and even in the Liller house, I took care of a huge garden by hand without a tiller. So that meant I was like out shoveling manure on the beds, turning it over with a pitchfork, crawling around, weeding things. So it's all possible to do, obviously. I proved it and learned the hard way. And so, this farm, yeah, let me go. I'll share this part with you. The farm was on 40 acres and it had tons and tons of blackberry bushes, and they got all those little thorns in them. And every year when they were ripe, I'd go out there and I'd find a way to push myself through them and harvest all them. And, on top of all that, we used to have, when Brother James left the business world, part of it was because of his clothing that he started being more biblical in. He shared a testimony on that. We had our carving business, and we ran a lot of it from whatever homestead we were at, getting orders and carving and painting and sanding, and we'd have to go get the wood and cut it and haul it and stuff. And in addition to that, we eventually grew into the point of doing on-site carves. That means you travel to the customer's house and you carve a tree stump. Not you, we did. And so while Brother James was carving with one chainsaw, I'd be cleaning the other ones and filling them with gas and oil and helping him sand and paint and clean up and doing all this while the customers were watching. So I always had to be mindful of my skirt. And one of the biggest ones that a lot of people complain about is the wind. And we know all about how to deal with that because we spent several summers out west in Wyoming and Montana, and they get 40 to 60 mile an hour gusty winds. And I've dealt with that. So there's not much I can think of. Not much I can think of that a person can't do in a skirt. And for those of you who don't know, we live in a tiny camper van most of the year while we're out on the road witnessing. So I climb in and out of that thing, I don't know, I can't even count how many times a day. So picture that, bending over and stepping up with a skirt, climbing in, and then doing the same in reverse going out. So I'm trying to think what else. I've climbed up ladders, I've been on rooftops, I've crawled under porches, and I really can't think of anything you can't do in a skirt. And so Well, I should probably share this too. This will give you a little bit of a background too. I wasn't raised like in any kind of form of a female. I was raised like a guy. I had older brothers. My mom didn't really teach me much for anything on that type thing. So I love being outside, hunting, fishing, working on vehicles. I like motorcycles, building things, all kinds of guy stuff that had nothing to do with anything feminine. So I had no etiquette in being a feminine type woman. In fact, the only times you'd catch me in a skirt is if I was in a mini skirt headed to the bar. And so I'm just going to say it. It's pretty much all excuses that a woman can't live in a skirt and do everything that needs to be done, because I'm living proof of it. I mean, unless somebody can tell me a legitimate excuse on maybe one particular thing that can't be done in a skirt, I can't think of it. We even know sisters who work out in the world and they wear skirts. We travel all over the country. And I even see what looks like Pentecostal women working in grocery stores and fast food places. They got skirts on. And so it's all possible. It's just a bunch of excuses. But I'll admit it. It can be like super frustrating. And it does make it really hard. It can make it a lot harder because I trip on my skirt. Okay, like this morning, almost every step walking up that hill while we were cutting wood, because the hill's at an angle. And as you're walking up, you lean forward and the skirt goes down and it catches under your feet. So I am always dealing with it, climbing in and out of the van, in and out of the vehicle. And it does get really frustrating. And yeah, it is a little challenging when we're out on the streets witnessing and the wind blows and me trying to keep my skirt from flying up. But I don't know, I could be here all day long talking about the frustrating aspects of it, but I'm not going to deal with that because it's all a matter of just killing the flesh and dealing with it. And if we look at what our Savior's done, all of this pales in comparison. And I love this. I'm going to read Philippians 3, 7 and 8. But what things are gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. So what are we losing by wearing a skirt? We're losing a little bit of freedom of motion. And I'll count that as dung for the excellency of Christ. And hopefully you sisters do too. I mean, that's nothing compared to what he went through and for what lies ahead of us if we press on. And so, quite honestly, none of the trials we go through are anything compared to that. And basically, it's all a matter of killing our flesh and just stop making excuses and obey. So, I don't know, hopefully this encourages some of you who are just learning in this area, and I'm here to help you. Or maybe there's some of you who aren't dressing biblical and you're making excuses for it. And so, I hope it convicts you, because I've pretty much eliminated the excuses. And so anyway, I guess I'm just going to let you go and leave you with this. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Right. Love to you all, sisters. May God be praised.